If the readings of today, in particular the gospel that we have just read, were written just for the saint of today, it would have been perfect. Because indeed the gospel speaks about those who, St. Peter, as usual, very boisterous and unafraid, especially when speaking to the Lord, says, "We have left everything to follow thee. What isn't it for us?" And saying, our Lord says, "He who leaves mother and father, wife and children, and properties and lands for my sake will receive 100 times in this earth and much more in the next world." And indeed, such is the case of this saint of today, who happens to be one of my ancestors. St. Francis Borgia, or in Spanish, Borja, sometimes Borges. St. Francis was born the illegitimate son of the Emperor Charles V. And so he was the half-brother of King Philip II, who played such a very important part in the conquest against the infidels of Europe and the Church that were being overtaken by them. And of course, he grew up at court when he was young, still a young boy, was sent to the court by the will of the emperor. And so he grew up together with the future King Philip II. In the meantime, they grew up. King Philip Charles abdicated the throne and everything and went to live in a monastery to make up for his sins. And of course, he committed a lot of sins, but he also committed a lot of penance to make up for those sins, which reminds us of the very importance of not sinning, but also, if we have sinned, of practicing penance. So Charles ended his life living like a monk, even though he was still the emperor, though he had abdicated all the power. So his son, Philip, became the king, and many other titles besides. Now, at this time, the king decided to honor his brother, Francis, and he was made Duke of Lombardy and of Valencia, and Viceroy of the king, and many other titles, including that he ruled also the province in which Barcelona is, and many others in Spain. He was very well known. When the empress died, who was very, very beautiful, it was the job of Francis, being basically second in power, to go get her body from wherever it was. I think it was near Austria somewhere, and bring the body back to Spain to be buried. At the time of the burial, according to the law, which is still the case, it was the job of that person that was assigned to that by the emperor to open the casket and make sure that it was really the empress. Well, she was one of the most beautiful women in Christendom. When he opened the casket, he saw a horrible sight and had it closed right away, but realized from the jewels and the dress that she was wearing and so forth that it was indeed the empress. In the meantime, he continued to exercise the powers given to him with as much devotion to God and to the Church as possible. Now, when he was still very young, he was married to the Portuguese princess Leonor de Castro. With her, he had 8 children, and some of those also were to reach very great heights of sanctity. And of course, it is through that lineage that my grandmother and her family, somehow or other—I mean, who knows? It's 500 years. Came to be, and then I came to be eventually. So he had everything. In the gospel again, he who leaves mother and father, lands and wife and children for my sake will receive much more in this life and much more in the next, 100-fold in this life. Well, it was at this time that St. Francis decided that he had a calling and he wanted to join the new order that had recently been founded by another Spaniard, St. Ignatius de Loyola, of the Jesuits. And so he talked to the emperor, who gave permission, even though he was not happy about it. And then he talked to St. Ignatius. And the saying goes that he asked St. Ignatius, please make sure you don't tell anybody. This has to stay quiet until the very moment. So St. Ignatius replied to him, if there were a stampede, it could not be more well known. In other words, there's nothing he could do about keeping it silent. He knew very well the ways of court. And so eventually it came to be known. St. Francis became very good friends of St. John of the Cross and St. Teresa of Avila and other St. John of Avila, other great saints of his age. And he was to become the third Father General of the Society of Jesus. And he died in the Order of Sanctity in the year 1572, so not too long after the Battle of Lepanto. And he was canonized 100 years after his death, which in those days was very quick. And so today we honor this great saint of the Jesuit order and of the church. And I honor him myself, and I have his first class relic on the altar. And I will bless you after Mass with that relic. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.